Known as the Roof of the Road, the Qinghai Tibet Plateau used to be inaccessible to the outside world. However, that was before the opening of the Qinghai Tibet Railway. Now, an increasing number of people, especially holidaymakers, can explore this holy land. Statistics released by the Tibetan government show that the autonomous region received more than 20 million visitors in 2015, 11 times more than before the railway started service. Chen Yuqi, who works in the Education Bureau of Bangor County, says the Qinghai Tibet Railway has greatly shortened his travel time from inland China to Tibet and lowered the costs of his travels.
You can't imagine how troublesome it was for me to come in and out of Tibet. It used to take me 4 days on the way from my hometown in Yunnan. After the opening of the Qinghai Tibet Railway, I only have to make one transfer at Chengdu, which has shortened the travel time from nearly 90 hours to 60.
The biggest beneficiaries of the Qinghai Tibet Railway's opening have been local Tibetans. 60-year-old Joshi Tsering, traveling by train from Shikze to Lhasa to fetch his paycheck, says the convenience the railway brings to his life is incredible.
The Qinghai Tibet Railway has brought us much convenience. Tibetans have benefited a lot from it, which was really out of my expectation. The train is safe, fast and cheap. I've traveled more than 10 times from Shikaza to Lhasa since the rail line opened.
In addition, living expenses for people in Tibet have also been lowered. Nakchu Logistics Center head Jing Zhanjie attributes all this to the opening of the Qinghai Tibet Railway, which he says has lowered the cost of transporting goods into Tibet.
The completion and opening of the Qinghai Tibet Railway makes the transportation of goods into Tibet much more convenient, which will lower the cost of people's living expenses, including rice, oil, flour, and other foodstuffs.
Jing also added that compared with highway transport, rail freight transport can help reduce the price of building materials, including steel, cement, and timber, noting that there are many new towns along the railway in Nakchu. Figures released by the Tibetan government show that his GDP surged from 25 billion yuan, about 3.8 billion US dollars in 2005, to over 100 billion yuan in 2015, with an annual growth rate of over 10%. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua reporting from Lhasa.